Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
At 603-283-6160, you can bring up whatever you want to discuss. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Joa. And you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you on our site. All over there at freetalklive.com. Joa, you apparently were monitoring the live feed from the State House. Either you were there in person, I didn't ask you.
No, I was watching it via YouTubes.
But it's always more convenient that way. You don't have to waste your time driving, so you can then be disappointed in person when the New Hampshire Senate votes down not one, but apparently two cannabis-related bills that would have supposedly increased freedom when it came to cannabis here in New Hampshire. And you watched the whole thing go down. The bill that I think was the better bill, which was 629, would have been a home grow legalization, and it would have further decriminalized, because New Hampshire does have decriminalized cannabis possession.
Right.
So if you are caught, as I understand it, with upwards of 3/4 of an ounce of cannabis by a cop, they can take the weed, and they can issue you a $100 ticket, and then you can, in my opinion, refuse to pay it. I would never give these people any money, because that just encourages them. But if you don't pay a fine, usually you can sit it off in jail for a day.
Unless they tell you no.
Well, if you don't pay a fine, it has to come to a head at some point. And they don't want to put you in jail. But
I'll say I've only heard of that ever happening once. As far as people saying, I'm not going to pay this, I'll take my time in jail. Either they will give you
community service
instead of going to jail.
But you could refuse to do community service as well, and eventually they will have to put you in jail at some point. Most people don't push it that far. Once they've been given community service, they usually just go ahead and do that. And that's still better than paying the state, because you're not paying the state. But anyway, so if I were to get a cannabis ticket, which I wouldn't get because I'm not allowed to do any kind of cannabis due to my bail conditions, thanks to the federal government, I certainly wouldn't pay for it. But that's way better than getting a misdemeanor charge, which is the way it used to be. If you had, you know, even a little half a joint or something like that, you'd get arrested and you'd have a misdemeanor possession charge on your record. So that changed back in 2017, but obviously that doesn't go far enough. And so the bill today, House Bill 629, adults 21 and older would have been permitted to possess up to 3/4 of an ounce of cannabis, as well as cannabis-infused edibles and tinctures. And those are also allowed under the decrim bill. Again, if you have some edibles, or if you have, I think it's up to 5 grams of, like, hashish or a concentrate of some sort, again, it's just a $100 fine. And, of course, the number of those fines that are being given out are very, very small, because the cops basically aren't looking for this anymore. There was no mechanism in the bill establishing retail sale of cannabis, but adults would have been permitted to grow up to 6 adult plants. So it would have taken the already existing decriminalized status for possession up to 3/4 of an ounce and eliminated the $100 fine. So that's what this would, that would have been the big thing, plus the home grow that this would have done. To me, this was much better than the other bill, which would have given the state exclusive monopoly control over selling
alcohol.
Cannabis.
Yeah.
And you said the Senate didn't pass this today. Does that mean that the House passed it?
The House overwhelmingly passed this bill, 241 to 113. However, today it failed at a similar margin, but in the reverse. So
goes back to the House, though, right?
No. It was 15 to 9. It is dead. So this is going
to get passed by both, and that's how it goes. Wow.
And
I didn't realize it was New Hampshire. Okay.
And then the other bill also got voted down, which I'm actually glad that it got voted down, the one that would have given the state an exclusive monopoly on selling cannabis legally. I think that's a terrible idea.
Terrible.
So I'm glad they shot that one down. But this other one is just a decrim bill. It would have simply allowed home grow. It would have gotten rid of the $100 tickets, which those tickets aren't doing anything for revenue because they're hardly writing them at all. But you listen to these senators, these old fossils,
talking
about the reasons why they oppose this bill. What did you hear today?
Well, the biggest sort of blanket excuse that they were using was, don't we realize the federal government is still illegal by the feds, and you know we're afraid of the feds. And like, this is a great opportunity for NH exit. I was like, I was just thinking that the whole time. We don't need them anymore. Stop thinking that way. Like, we have supreme law here in New Hampshire that we can deal with and not have to worry about what the feds say. You think all these other states are caring what the feds say?
No, it's so stupid. I mean, it was a dumb excuse 15 years ago when the conversation about New Hampshire decrim was getting started. It was a bad excuse then.
Now they've seen how it's gone in other states.
Right. And that is to say that the feds don't do anything about the other states. The feds are not getting involved in other state legalization.
But it's really ironic when they were talking about, like, you know, they kept on using the word marijuana, which I don't like to use that word. And I'm happy that Washington banned it. Yeah, yeah. Washington State banned that, by the way.
I didn't know that.
The word marijuana in all legislation.
Cannabis is so, a more appropriate scientific
or weed,
term.
Or weed, cannabis. So, cannabis, they look at it as really dangerous thing. A really, really dangerous thing.
Still they do.
But at the same time, it's like, you know, I don't support it, them taking over it with the state and, you know, like serving it like they do alcohol. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the irony, is that you're serving something that's actually deadly. And it has a high overdose rate with the young people. And then you look at this other thing that can't kill you. You can't OD on it.
Nope.
You might get a little sleepy. You might get a little hungry. But you're certainly not, you know, having to go to the hospital to get your stomach pumped. You know?
Didn't some kids die at Keene State from, like, falling down stairs because they were drinking so much alcohol?
It wouldn't surprise me. I don't recall hearing that story, but, I mean, there were crazy riots that happened at Keene State back in 2014 where, I mean, people were in very dangerous situations because they were S-faced drunk.
Pumpkin Fest
riots.
Pumpkin seed.
University is going to be one floor soon, so they can...
Just for safety.
For safety. No more stairs.
So they're saying the same old crap year after year after year, while the House voted overwhelmingly for this bill. So what this shows you is there's a huge difference in the power level, right? Like these senators. Mm-hmm. In New Hampshire, we like to brag about the fact that there's 400 state representatives. It's the most representative body in the United States as far as state reps are concerned. There's no other state that even comes close. The average state representative, quote-unquote, represents about 3,000 or 3,500 people in their given district. If you take 1.3 million and you do the math, that's about what it comes out to. That's unprecedentedly good compared to other states. But unfortunately, we only have 24 senators.
Yeah.
And so each one of those senators has a much larger power base. Like the average state rep, you're 1 out of 400. You're a nobody, basically. But 1 out of 24, you got a little more sway. And so it's harder to change these people's minds. They're more likely to be statists. They're more dug in, like ticks in the system. They're harder to get rid of.
What is their term limit like?
2 years.
Oh,
well, there's no term limit. I'm sorry to clarify. There's no term limit. They are in for a 2-year term, and then they get reelected and
reelected as many times as they want.
Yep. There's no term limits on any position, I don't think, in New Hampshire government.
I thought it was kind of funny that they were bringing up how, marijuana is laced with fentanyl. And this is true. It has happened, allegedly. I don't know. I just heard on the news, so I don't really know.
Exactly. It's never happened to me in my, I don't know, over a decade of smoking weed.
But now they're talking about apples and oranges. They're not talking just about weed. They're talking about laced weed with a deadly drug. Like, stop doing this, because anyone can lace your alcoholic beverage in a bar.
Sure. Put some GHB in there, right?
I'm sure that's legal, right?
No, it's not.
No. Yeah, nobody ever brings that up if you talk about alcohol. They're not like, alcohol is dangerous because people could, you know, drug it with rohypnol.
You're more easily manipulated under alcohol than you are under cannabis.
Absolutely. And remember, druggings do not happen at Walgreens or CVS or Walmart when you're going and buying something off the shelf. If you go and you buy a case of, aspirin or something like that, and you open up this, it's sealed, right? You know that there's no one who's gone in and tampered with that, although there was once upon a time somebody did poison a batch of Bayer, like, decades ago. But for the most part, when
that's
you buy
factory,
some, Was it at the factory?
But yeah. You're saying it's not so much that it was regulated, but it was over the counter where you could be held accountable.
That's true. Yeah, you know where it's coming from.
Exactly.
You know there's a supply chain.
Exactly.
There's more on the way. You can share your thoughts on.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Phones are open. You can bring up anything as you always can here on Free Talk Live. And we are brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you are ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, get on over to Bitcoin.com. They can help you there. Just click Get Started at the top of the page, and you'll start learning because there's some introductory videos that you can dig into. You can go as deep as you want on this topic. It is a very, very interesting universe. So get over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started, and you can start learning there. And if you're not brand new, you can go to their news site over at news.bitcoin.com. They always have the latest headlines from the world of cryptocurrency there at news.bitcoin.com. Ian, Bonnie, and Joa in the studio here tonight. Coming up, we're going to play some audio from what looks like a city council meeting or something.
Yes.
Mountain Air, where I'm not even sure where that is. Do you know where?
I believe it's Arizona.
Arizona. Okay. Yeah. So there's a cop block guy, James Freeman, and you saw this clip, Joe, and you wanted to share with us. That's coming up here tonight.
Yeah, James Freeman. He's one of us.
He's calling out this city council, apparently. And I haven't even seen it yet, so I'm going in completely blind to this. So we'll get into that. But you were watching, Joe, the feed, because thankfully, if there's one bright spot from the whole COVID insanity that has happened in the last couple of years, it was that all of a sudden there was a fire under the state reps and the state senators to actually get some technological upgrades done to the state house and put some damn cameras in there so people can actually watch these supposedly public hearings without having to go and drive an hour and a half or whatever to go to Concord and then, you know, find parking and walk into it's pain.
It's so messed up that it took that long because, seriously, I mean, more than 90% of people have to have never been to a public hearing just because of the fact that they would have attended if it was online.
Well, and 90% of people still aren't going to go and attend it online.
Not only that, some of the reps, some of the senators weren't even there, and they actually zoomed in. So there were two zoomed in at that meeting as well. And I think they were also...
the Democrats?
Well, they were also there for another bill right after that, which had to do with... do schools have the right to choose if kids have masks? And I forget exactly, honestly, but it was something to do with masks and how they're not medical professionals and we can't make this decision through the
Didn't the mask bill, didn't they pass that to where schools cannot force masks on kids?
I'm not 100% sure what the result was, but that was right after the cannabis or marijuana.
Supposedly there was some good news today, but it wasn't good when it came to cannabis.
Right. And I'm not surprised. Like, none of the legislations were perfect, I tell you that.
Of course not. Yeah. I mean, they rarely are.
Yeah, there's always a twist, huh?
Bob Gita, who is a Republican from Warren, told his colleagues during an hour-long debate on the cannabis bills, quote, "This is not a harmless substance. Legalizing this does no good for any segment of our population."
From New Hampshire?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's the state
They probably
senator.
Get more of taxes on prepared food. You know, when it gets passed, you know, some people are going to be hungry. They don't want to put the work in to make it themselves. They're going to buy prepared food and pay the tax. You know, they're not looking at all the little incentives that they have at place, you know.
Well, they're also not looking at what the people of New Hampshire actually
you're saying
think.
If they passed the marijuana bill, they would make more money off food taxes.
Yes, prepared food taxes, yeah.
Only according to a poll that was done in 2019, and I just don't, this is what they cited in this New Hampshire Public Radio article by the University of New Hampshire, the Granite State poll found that only 27% of Granite Staters oppose legalizing cannabis for personal use.
Well,
only 27%.
And they're probably going to die within the next 5 years.
Yeah, it
not
may
from
be,
marijuanas, though.
No.
Yeah, it may be age-related. I don't know if they do a demographic breakdown in here. That
was just me assuming, not based on scientific evidence or anything.
Well, it is an interesting question to see if there was some sort of a breakdown like that. Age of respondents. We do have this here, Bonnie. Looks like sex of respondents. Oh, no, these are just a breakdown on the demographics. It doesn't show what they
answered.
People believe. Mm. So
that matters too, because this is a result. Like, you know, what is the demographic of those for and against? It doesn't matter because obviously the results are bad.
Well, yeah, because the results of the poll are very good, but what you're saying is the Senate doesn't care.
I just feel like a lot of young people in this state don't step up unless they're part of, you know, the liberty
and freedom
movements.
That's, I mean, that's true for young people everywhere. You said in the state, but I mean, it's just
too much
true.
Pressure on them in college and, you know,
finding a career.
For whatever reason.
These things, they can't pay attention to.
And the thing is, like, on Instagram, Ian, I've been saying this the whole time I've been on Free Talk Live, there's, like, this subtle mind control technique that is used. The main app I use is Instagram. It also is on a thing that happens on TikTok, which is what younger people always use. It happens on Twitter. There are just these things suggested for you. Your friend didn't post it, but it's just suggested for you to look at, and it basically is peer pressure memes or videos or text that says something that will make you feel like it would be lame to care about politics is one thing I see. It is lame to be anything right-wing, which, not that I think that's better than left-wing, mm-hmm. but... It seems to steer people towards a superficial left-wing, like, oh, you should be for this stuff, but don't think about, like, the wars and all this other stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but as soon as, like, MTV says, rock the vote, they're all like, oh, my God, it's so trendy to vote.
No, they don't. They really don't. They
like to take post pictures of it and stuff, and MTV, and lots of people my age will post, like, a little meme that says, like, if you care about things and want to care and show that you care, then you need to go vote today.
Yeah, but they don't do it. There's a lot of promotion for voting amongst young people, but they don't actually go out and vote in any large numbers. I've stood outside polling centers before, and I can tell you, it's white hair. It's white hair after white hair after white hair.
I always feel like I feel really young. I just go vote just to feel young.
And look, I'm not saying voting's going to change anything, right? If the old saying is if voting changed anything, they would make it illegal. I mean, as long as you've got a scumbag running against another scumbag, it, you know,
basically,
doesn't matter.
The thing I'm talking about is the media in general, TV, music videos, everything tells young people that it's not cool to care.
It isn't cool to care.
They say it's not cool to care?
It's not cool to care about what's going on in your life. I mean, in politics, and lots of people will say, like, I don't care about politics. When I talk about something like, you know,
it
isn't politics. I mean, I don't talk about politics, literally, to anybody I know. And then I get the response, I don't care about politics pretty often.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is
like,
definitely...
talking about
it's
politics.
Stigma. People hear the word politics, they go, oh, I don't want to hear it.
Well, like
it
I'm sucks. Talking about, did you know that Mayor so-and-so said this? Like, that's not what I'm talking about. Like, that's what Law Dog called about yesterday. Did you know they're going to arrest Joe Biden? That's boring.
I like to say to people, oh, no, yeah, I agree. I don't like politics. I'm more into philosophy.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's what I like to say.
I hate politics. Yeah, I find politicians to be despicable people.
Like, I don't care what color tie they're wearing. That's politics, you know?
That's true. Yeah, but I do care about issues, and I do care about human freedom. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, these bloodsuckers are the people who are stealing freedom away from people, and in many cases doing it to the cheers of the very people that they're oppressing. And it's because there's
a campaign to make freedom look uncool as well.
That's true. If you want to weigh in here, the number is 603-283-6160. More on the stupid New Hampshire Senate going against...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is requesting another $33 billion of your tax dollars from Congress in the latest package for Ukraine. In an address to the nation about Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine, the president addresses Ukrainian refugees trying to enter the United States from Mexico.
We have made a direct means by which they can get from Europe, from Ukraine, directly to the United States without going to the southern border. In the meantime, in the southern border, we're trying to work through and make sure that it's an orderly process they're able to get in.
The United States began implementing a policy Monday that only allows Ukrainians to make U.S. asylum claims in European countries. Texas AG Ken Paxton is suing the Biden administration over their asylum procedures for illegal immigrants. You're listening to USA Radio News. As inflation soars to record highs, older Americans are facing an unprecedented cost of living crisis. Seniors on fixed incomes are being squeezed by high prices and being forced to turn to local food assistance programs.
I do not have the money to buy what I need.
Mary Padula tells Fox News she retired 4 years ago and never thought she'd see herself going to a food bank to make ends meet. She has advice for other people out there in her situation.
Because there's so many people going the same way that you are. Don't ever, ever, ever be ashamed.
Loud booms and vibrations felt by thousands of residents across Mississippi, Louisiana, and Arkansas early Wednesday morning were caused by a meteor, the confirmation coming from NASA. It was reported on Wednesday that the space object traveled at speeds of over 55,000 miles per hour. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Talking about the failure of the latest marijuana decriminalization / legalization bills here in New Hampshire. Despite the fact that the New Hampshire State House overwhelmingly voted in favor of House Bill 629, which would have allowed adults to no longer receive a $100 fine if they possess cannabis up to 3/4 of an ounce, and also would have allowed adults over the age of 21 to have been permitted to grow up to 6 adult cannabis plants at any given time. That, again, passed overwhelmingly by the State House and went down 15-9 today in the state Senate. Now, it was not on party lines, which is one of the questions I had earlier. I've got the details here from.
And what does that mean?
New Hampshire Public Radio has a story. What that means, Bonnie, is party lines would mean that all the Republicans voted in one direction and all the Democrats voted in the other direction. That did not happen here.
It was all wishy-washy.
Here, you had 3 Democrats joining all but 2 Republicans to kill the measures. So both Republicans and Democrats voted against this. 2 Republicans voted in favor of it, and I know one of these Republicans is actually pretty good on liberty. He's the most liberty-oriented Senate.
What's
senator?
His
name is Harold French, and he voted to pass the bill. So good for him. And another senator, John Reagan, also voted in favor. But again, it was only 9 voting in favor of it and 15 voting it down. So despite the fact that almost three out of 4 of people in New Hampshire want to see legal marijuana, these old fools in the state Senate continue to oppose it. And the only solution here, of course, is to get these people out of office and put some people who actually care about liberty in there, and it's not an easy task.
Now, they worry about people, like, you know, getting ill and sick and all that stuff.
whatever from this new drug they're going to pass. But at the same time, just the other day, they essentially legalized suicide. Did you hear about this?
Who did this?
The government. I don't know which. Maybe it was the Senate.
New Hampshire?
Yes, but there's a stipulation here. You have to work for the government.
What do you mean?
So they're considering that suicide, if you are a first responder and you killed yourself, they're considering that now like you died in line of duty. Which is like, that's crazy. Like, they're just encouraging them to suicide without repercussions. Like, it's, you know, good for us, not for them. You know, it's like, that doesn't make any sense. That's favoritism. And, you know, is that how depressing government is? That if you work for them, you might kill yourself and they don't want to, like, you know, have any repercussions for that? It just sounds crazy.
How can you get repercussions if you're dead?
Well, that too. Like, how can they even stop anybody from doing it?
And they shouldn't be allowed to stop anybody from killing themselves.
Yeah, it's not the kind of suicide news that I would want to hear. I'd want to hear that suicide was legal in New Hampshire, which is not.
Right.
Assisted suicide would be much better than people jumping off buildings.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I even have heard about happening in New Hampshire, but I'm just saying if that was like somebody's only option, but instead they could go to the doctor, talk to them about how they're feeling, and you know, maybe get some treatment, and then if they still decide they want to kill themselves, they get killed in a humane way.
Yeah,
maybe that's like the point, is that their health care isn't great and they can't get the help, so they're like, all right, we'll just let these people kill themselves.
Hmm.
And we'll call it died in line of duty.
Yeah, I missed that one when it came through. But
that's just weird semantics, too. It's like you didn't change anything.
Yeah. But anyway, the real bad news here, of course, is that the cannabis bills did not pass. And then you had said something else, Joe, and I didn't make a
note. Mask thing?
What was it? Oh yeah, schools and masks.
I think it was the schools and masks, that they were trying to mandate it throughout all the schools. I'm pretty sure. Don't quote me on that.
I thought the bill I believe the bill was to actually prohibit the schools from actually
being able to mandate it.
Yeah. I saw something on social media about it, but I apologize. I don't have any details.
I didn't really care which way that went. And the reason why is, like, if they continued to allow masks in school, guess what? You got another incentive to get your kids out of school.
That's true.
So they're just doing the homeschoolers a favor by doing something like that if it passed.
I still feel bad for the poor kids that, you know, their parents don't know enough to get them out of these day prisons.
Well, let's hope they have enough option to figure it out on their own.
I feel like most parents who are letting the government, you know, torture their kids just because it's the law, they're probably the ones that want their kids to wear masks. So they'd probably be having to wear masks
anyway.
There's
no saving those kids. And, like, the kids are not going to be taken away from the state because they're very, you know, statist. They're very obedient to the state. So their kids are certainly, you know, locked into them. They're not going to be taken away or anything by DCYF.
Hmm.
Oh, he's wearing his mask. Okay, we'll leave. That's these way.
If you want to join the program here, you can weigh in. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. There was some good news from the Senate. They did pass a bill that would apparently require the state of emergency. So if the governor calls a state of emergency, which we, you know, we all had to go through this stupid crap 2 years ago, it will automatically terminate after 21 days and can be renewed only 3 times.
Now, so that's passed for sure now by both sides?
It has been passed by the Senate and the House. It still requires the governor to sign it. So whether or not the governor will sign a thing that would limit his own power.
But as much as it sounds great, oh, the limiting it, they just basically legitimized it.
Mm.
Well, no, he had an unlimited ability to do this before, and so now they are limiting it somewhat. It is still, you know, he can still do 3 21-day
segments. I guess
that,
but they've basically encouraged his illegal activities.
Well, no, it's legal under every state has a state of emergency system or whatever, the statutes. And now you could argue those statutes are unconstitutional.
Unconstitutional and unlawful. Like natural law, because you can't just wave a pen and suspend people's natural rights.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you there. And actually, if you looked at what Sununu wrote in a lot of the cases, like the so-called stay-at-home order that he came out with, there were some pretty big loopholes written into that, like, you could leave the house if you felt the need to for whatever reason. I don't have the exact wording in front of me, but there was like
because you're a free human being?
I mean, it didn't say that specifically, right. But yeah, basically, if you had a need to leave for some reason, whatever it was that was important to you, you could go out and do that.
Well, so, I really needed to go to his house and protest.
Me too. I did, as a matter of fact.
Thank you, man.
In fact, next week, some of the people that were out at his house protesting in, I think it was December of 2020, are going on trial. They were called the Newfields Nine. And I thought we'd seen eight of nine of the cases, but there may still be a couple more. Skyler, who we've had on the show, since last time he was on was before the raid, so it's been a while since I've seen him. He's got a trial, and I believe they actually arrested him for a misdemeanor in that particular case, whereas everybody else got a ticket.
Was that the drone part?
I don't know if there was a drone involved in that one. But
I thought he got charged for that, flying the drone over.
No, I don't think he's a drone guy.
Okay.
He was allegedly on Sununu's property, so he walked off the path next to Sununu's. That's the governor, for those that don't know.
They tried to say that he was in Sununu's backyard with a gun.
Yeah. So they arrested him on, I don't know if it was disorderly conduct or what it was, but he, I believe, has a trial next week in Brentwood, New Hampshire. It's going to be an 8 a.m. trial, but we're going to have to get up at 6 a.m. to get to the thing.
You got a carpool or something, because that's far.
I plan on going to it, because I've gone out to all the Newfields Nine stuff, and that video is on the Freekeen channel. You can go to the Odyssey channel at video.freekeen.com. So, again, there has been some restriction of what the governor can do. Maybe he'll sign this thing. That, again, remains to be seen at this point. So if you want to weigh in here on the New Hampshire Senate saying no to cannabis, I think we've covered that story. We're going to get into James Freeman, who's a cop block agent apparently from Arizona, and he confronted what looks like a town council or a city council of some sort about free speech.
Yes.
We'll get into that on the way. You saw this, Joe, and you said we ought to play it.
So oh, yeah, it's hilarious.
That's what we're going to do, and I've not even seen this yet, so you'll get my reaction on the air. More coming up here. The number 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in and share whatever is on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at Silverlungs.com. That's Silverlungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds
communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Phones are open. You can join us. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight, we've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Joa.
And I did find the details on the bill that I was speculating aloud about. You had mentioned, Joa, that while you were watching the New Hampshire Senate debate and vote on stuff today, that something came up about mask mandates, and you weren't real clear on what the bill was.
I was taking a shower when I was listening to it, so,
yeah.
To be honest.
And I said that it was actually to prohibit the school boards to mandate masks, and I thought that it had passed, and now I'm confirming here that it did pass. So according to GraniteRock.com, Steve McDonald, in a blog post this afternoon, he says that the bill, which will prohibit school boards and other public education agencies from adopting or enforcing mandated face coverings, HB 1131, passed 14-10 in the Senate today. So it moves on to the governor's desk for hopefully a signature, but at this time we don't know what he's going to do about that.
And that's good because, you know, school boards, they're really not well-educated. They're following things to a real T, and they're really, like, I mean...
A lot of them just do whatever the CDC says.
Yeah, I'll be frank. They're very Nazi-like, too. They're just so
aggressive. Have you been to any of their meetings?
No, but I've watched a few. I've seen people get dragged out of them.
Right,
but not
parents
wearing masks.
Getting arrested over masks.
Crazy, crazy stories.
They separate people by disabled and not disabled, and the disabled section could be, like, up a flight of stairs.
Right.
That was the Timberlane district that arrested two parents last year for that, for being maskless.
Or even the masked section, if you're wearing a mask, and there was like a bunch of empty seats and a bunch of, three people without masks sat in the back where there was absolutely no maskers around, they were kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
That was just because in the wrong section.
Yeah, that was all New Hampshire.
Segregation, that's what I call it.
So if we hear more about this, we'll bring it to you as it develops. But again, a couple of good points from the Senate today, and that is to say that they passed this thing, which will prohibit mask mandates on school children. But unfortunately, they didn't pass any of the cannabis legislation, the decrim bill specifically. Let's go to James Freeman. This is a short video from Fake News Network. I guess that's his. Is that his
that's
channel?
That's his side channel from James Freeman. So.
And he's in a place called Mountain Air, and we speculated that this might be Arizona because you said you think he's from Arizona.
I just know he does audits. I just wasn't sure where he was from.
There is a Mountain Air city apparently in Arizona, but there's also
it's with an E at the end. It's like a census block
designated
or something
area.
Like that. Yeah.
And then there's actually like a Mountain Air area of some sort in New Mexico, apparently southeast of Albuquerque. So
either way, he's driving distance and can make it to this.
Yeah, so he's in this place, and this is apparently some sort of a meeting that he comes to speak, and here it is. So you got people walking in. He's going up to the microphone.
I'll cross you.
Got to adjust the mic.
He's a tall guy, you know.
How are you guys doing this evening? My name is James. I just wanted to talk about a couple of things. I know you guys have been having problems with your police department. Peter, I tried to reach out to you so we could talk about it in a more private forum, I guess, and talk about what options really are and aren't. You've never gotten back to me. I guess I'll give you my number again tonight. but it appears that you guys are...
Gee, what a surprise. A politician doesn't want to actually talk to a constituent about something.
Not surprised.
No accountability whatsoever.
I consistently had problems with your police. And the city, I guess people have talked about reforming your police department. And I just wanted to put it out there. Have you ever considered just completely abolishing them and using the sheriff? I don't know. You know, these are some things I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know if it's even reasonable to do such a thing.
It's absolutely reasonable. And, in fact, it's been done here in New Hampshire on a multitude of occasions.
Yeah.
The town, Westmoreland, actually, does not have a city cop. They used to.
Yeah,
it was probably like a decade ago that they voted to abolish the police department entirely.
Oh, yeah, and now Westmoreland is just the capital of murder in the whole world.
And they get, like, you know, I drive through there, and there's usually a state trooper every once in a while there.
That's it.
But I would appreciate a sheriff, even though the sheriff arrested me on my birthday last year.
I wouldn't appreciate him unless you call him.
I mean,
you don't really
yes,
need him
but
around.
Like, exactly.
There's plenty of guns in Westmoreland. I mean, there's no cracked out guy climbing through a window with a machete in his hands because he knows he's going to get shot by somebody.
That was a joke about the murder capital of the world.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's full of guns. I mean, there's literally, it's a safe place because people are armed.
Yeah, it's like I was driving through the other day and I saw free stuff on the side of the road and there was gun parts just sitting on the side of the road. I was like, what?
Yeah, and it's not the only town in New Hampshire that has done this. There have been other towns that have abolished the police department. I was listening to Free State Live, the Monday night show they do.
Yeah.
I like to listen. I can't listen live. Obviously, we're on the air. They're a competitor. But later, I do like to listen. And they had, I think it was... Croydon. They had one of the activists from Croydon, New Hampshire on, and that was where they couldn't cut the police department budget or something because they couldn't fire the police chief. So what they did was they destroyed the entire department.
Yeah.
So like there's all these government rules or unions, police unions that prohibited him from being fired.
Wait for the kicker here.
But you know the story. So they destroyed the entire department, so therefore they eliminated his position entirely.
Yes.
And the dude protested by walking home in his underwear.
Was it so much a protest? Because like he had to give up all of his equipment.
But he didn't have to do
uniform.
It right then.
I know, you're right. He could have because he had other uniforms at home.
Yeah, he could have taken off like the gun and the badge, if something like that, and then just given back the uniform later.
But he wanted to make
it
a scene.
as a hippie fit.
I like it, just seeing a cop walk down the street
in the winter time
in underwear.
Yeah. His wife ended up picking him up. I heard
that's correct.
But who? If that's like a hunger strike, a little kid.
It's a temper tantrum.
And, you know, I've actually met that cop.
Really?
And he's very decent. Like, I mean, look, he's still a cop.
Yeah.
But he was a decent human being. Like, I won't go into details how I met him, but it wasn't bad. I'll tell you that. there was no charge.
Let's go back to James Freeman.
But I'm assuming the police department is a pretty big part of the city's budget. Is that right? Probably save the town a lot of money abolishing them and using the sheriff's department. I heard recently that Gustin's was robbed and your police were on duty and did nothing about it, and it was the sheriff that came out to help anyways. So, I mean, what are you guys paying for, right? Just something to throw out there. Also, did you know that the new female officer that was hired is on the Brady list? Were you guys aware of that?
Was that like their Lori list?
Yes.
You guys know that?
That's like a list of bad cops?
Yeah, he'll explain that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, do you know what the Brady list is?
Okay.
It means that a prosecutor won't take her cases because she's a liar.
Mm.
Okay. So say your house does get robbed and she shows up to take the report, right? And they want to bring her in to testify in court so that you can prosecute the guy that robbed your house. Well, that's not going to work out because they can't use her testimony because she's dishonest and proven to be a lying bitch. Does that make sense?
Please
don't use comments like that. What's that? I said, please don't use comments like that. Or what?
Oh.
Or I will adjourn the meeting.
You'll adjourn the meeting? Now, by the way, like your typical city council meeting, we don't see what the entire room looks like, but the chairs that are present are completely empty.
So yeah, they're probably the only ones there.
Yeah, with the exception of the council themselves, there's literally no one here except for James Freeman and his camera guy.
That is such an example of fake morality. Like, they don't, they didn't have any kind of reaction to that their cops didn't show up to a robbery.
Or that she's corrupt and not trustworthy.
Oh, you used a word that is a no-no. We will adjourn this meeting.
Right, we've got to protect the children who aren't in the room from watching.
Or ever listening to this.
Right, yeah, I love the idea of these politicians that kids actually pay attention to them. I forget who it was. I think it was, I don't know if it was Kamala Harris or one of these other national level politicians was talking about how, you know, the kids should be excited because now they can get their vaccination or something like that. And it was like, as though some 4-year old is paying attention to what this politician is saying. Like, you know, they might be listening to Big Bird talk about it, but they're certainly not going to listen to politicians.
What little kid has ever been excited to get a vaccine anyway?
No, that's a good point.
Well, one of the things, too, is like, you know, a couple of weeks ago I had my trial. Thank you guys for going, or you had your dentist.
Yeah, sure.
But thank you for going and filming that. I can't wait for the video to come out. But when that video comes out, you'll see the officer I had on the stand, he perjured himself. He said one thing and said another, right, on record. And maybe I can submit that to the Lori list. So the people
I don't know who can submit. I think only the cops who can submit to it.
It didn't get the judge to tell him to go to jail right then or anything, did it?
Of course not.
Oh, yeah.
Of course not.
Professional courtesy.
If I use free speech, is that what you're saying, Peter Nieto? Peter, if I wanted you to speak, I'd shove my arm up your rear end and go like this and make you speak.
He shows like a puppet.
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion to adjourn. Have a good night, everybody. I'll sit down. Thank you.
I love it. James Freeman just really...
What are we going to do to get that guy up here to New Hampshire? Because
I know. I've been begging.
Just, it's always so frustrating to see these lone wolves out there in wherever we're talking about, whether it be New York or New Mexico or whatever. I mean,
like, what are you going to do to change all of Albuquerque?
These are some of the best activists, but they're stuck all by themselves. I mean, he's lucky to even have a camera operator here.
Yeah, he's thought to mention the Free State Project on his live last night.
There's more coming up here in moments. We'll continue. You can share your thoughts. This is Free Talk.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.